Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the nature of the punishment meted out in hell. Now, what is generally understood is that that hell would be a place in which people would burn forever, or they'll burn in the fire of hell. And in other words, it is this burning punishment which is generally thought to be the real punishment of hell. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, if we read the Quran thoroughly regarding the description of hell, we'll find that burning in hell is just one form of punishment which will be meted out in hell. It, of course, will be a very significant form of punishment, but it will not be the only form of punishment or the only punishment which shall be given to the sinners of hell. So if we study the Quran, we'll find that there are a number of other types of punishments also which are mentioned there, which shall be meted out to the inmates of hell. Thus, for example, we know that boiling water shall be poured on them. Similarly, they will be made to drink this boiling water and seething water, which will actually cut their intestine into pieces. And similarly, they will be their feet shall be chained, and there shall be yokes around their necks. And they will be given water in which wounds have been washed to be drunk. And the Quran also says that they will be given the tree of Zakkum and other wild bushes to eat. Of course, this is another form of punishment that they will be given. Similarly, the Quran says, لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Such will be the nature of this agony they'll bear in hell, that they will neither die there nor they will live there, which of course represents the fact that how distressful they shall remain as long as they are in hell. If I can say, the most significant of these punishments which a person shall receive in hell will be that the Almighty will not turn his attention to him. The Quran says, لَا يَنْزُرُوا إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, which means that they will be deprived of God's attention. So therefore, these are different types of punishments which are mentioned in the Quran, of course. And we need to consider the fact that it's not the burning punishment, or it's not the hell will only consider it of fire. The hell will have various sections, and one of the significant sections of hell will consist of a fire in which people will be burned. But as I said, other sections will have other forms of punishment. And at one place in the Quran, it has been specifically specified as well that the burning punishment will be just one form of punishment. There are other forms as well. In Surah Buruj, the words are falahum azabu jahannam walahum azabul hariq, which means that they will be meted out the punishment of hell, and they will be meted out the punishment of burning. And the way these two things have been grouped together shows clearly that burning would be one form of punishment which shall be given to the inmates or the sinners of hell. So in a nutshell, we can say that burning in hell is just one form of punishment which will be found in hell. As far as other forms of punishment are concerned, there are many other punishment forms which have been described in the Quran. And of course, we have to pray to the Almighty that He protects us from all these kinds of punishment, and He takes us to paradise. But as far as the description and the various forms of punishments of hell are concerned, we need to clarify ourselves that burning is just one form of punishment. There will be other forms as well, which will be meted out to the sinners and inmates of hell. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.